to the woman. So because they are sonim, so they are shulim lishakel. So the Mishnah says that even the women who are shulim lishakel here, and because of that, they are not nemo to say mizbayo. Let's say chameiso, a mother-in-law, bas chameiso, tzoroso, v'yivemto, a sister-in-law, who bas bayo, who are sonim to each, who might be sonim to each other. So they are not mnemonis to say mizbayo, but they can deliver a get. Ma bin get l'miso, shaksav mechia. Why is it that we got him as bayo? So these noshim are not mnemonis, and we got the get, they are mnemon, because when they deliver a get, so the get itself proves that they are the shulchan. So that in itself, the fact that they have the get, so that proves that they are the shluchim. Hoyisho atzma mevias gito v'vach yitzrich olayima v'fone nechta v'fone nechta. Chameiso v'as chameiso v'kulam miforis v'nivomes v'isan yalo v'mechav mis likaltalo v'inemone islo yido shemei zbayo. Yivemto ish es achibayo seine iso v'yireyo v'meno shemo yomu seach v'shne baleyem v'likonim v'yitzor ezu ezu u'ma v'get v'miso da miso loy mehemnim v'get mehemnim because haksav mechim. So there is a stire. This Mishnah says that the noshim hasein izulezu, like a mother-in-law, a sister-in-law. So the who are not mnemonis to say mizbayo, still they are mnemonis to be shluchim of iget, shliach lulocha of iget. And the Bryce says that kishem shin mnemonis lima mizbayo, kach mnemonis lo of yezgito. אומר רבי יוסף לא יקשי, קם בארץ, קם בחוץ לארץ. בארץ לא עבד דיבורי דידוקו סמכינון מהמנה. בחוץ לארץ לא עבד דיבורי דידוקו סמכינון, לא מהמנה. So רבי יוסף says, the price that says, that כשאין שאין אמון ישראל המזבאיו, כך אין אמון ישראל ויצקיתו, has reference to a שליח to these women becoming a שליח לילוח in חוץ לארץ. So the halacha is that ishliach lelochi in chutz loaretz is the same for nechta for nechta. So we have to resort to the hagodah, the nemones of the shliach. Now these women are sonim, so they are shulis lishakeh, so mimele, they are the nemon to say for nechta for nechta. And the mishnah that says that even these women are nemones to deliver a get, so as reference to Eretz Yisrael. So there they don't have to say Vonechta Vonechta. So we don't have to resort to the Nemones. We don't have to trust them in their body. So Mimele, they are never to be sure. This is what Rabbi Yisif says. Loi kashi, kam beres kam bechut volet. Beres lava di bure di doko samchino mehem. Bechut zware da bure di doko samchino. Loi mehem ne. Omer abaya adarabe. Ifre mistabre. בארץ די יוסף באו מארץ משגחינו בידי כלמים על יקלו כולי כל מחב לא מהם בחוץ לארץ די יוסף באו מארץ ומשגחינו בי מהם and we pass like Abaye so Abaye says it's just the reverse in Eretz Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael so now these women they are sure to do what? They are sure to do harm to the misgareshes to the misgareshes. So the mayor, in Eretz Yisrael, where it's not necessary to say v'nechtam v'nechtam, and usually the shliach doesn't say v'nechtam v'nechtam, so the mayor, in case the Baal comes and is married, so she cannot, so he passes the get, if the Baal is married, he passes the get, and the Isha, who has the get, cannot get married, cannot remarry. Some in Mele, in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael, the Yosef Baal Meare, is Nashkechinun Bey. Some in Mele, these women, who are shudeis, and the malicious attempt to destroy the Mizgareshes, so they have a motive to lie. Why? because they want this woman to be harmed. In other words, that she should not be allowed to get married. Should not be allowed to get married. So the mele, the achshudeis in Eretz Yisrael, the achshudeis to be mishakei, maybe it's not true. Maybe it's not true. So then, when the Baal will come and be married, so then she will not be allowed to get married. So this is their attempt. Mashein came in chutz loretz. So what could they gain? They couldn't have any motive. They couldn't accomplish anything. True, they are sorry of this misgareshes, but they couldn't accomplish anything because if it's not true, if it's not true, so then the Baal will come and they'll be married. But Bezdin will ignore the yor of the Baal. So the mele, the isha, would still be allowed to get to remarry. So the mele, they couldn't accomplish anything. So the mele, they are not choshuvim to lie. Because when is a seine choshuv to lie, if he thinks that by lying he'll be able to do harm to this woman. But in chutz loretz, he couldn't think that he'll do harm. Because in case it's not true and the Baal will come and be married, so still, Bezdin will ignore the yor of the Baal. So he says, he jumped the other way. Adarani, Ephraim is starting. Be eretz, di yosef baal ma'ar, v'ashgachinun bei, di kelmei malikul kulem mechavne, so lo nehebne, because they might have a malicious motive. But b'chutz lorem, di yosef baal ma'ar, v'ashgachinun bei, mehebne. True, they are sonim, they are ready to do anything in order to destroy this woman. But they couldn't accomplish, they wouldn't be successful. So this attempt would be futile anyway. So why should they work for nothing and lie? They wouldn't be successful in their malicious attempt. So memele, they are not chshuvim to lie. Tani kavos el abay. Rabshim elo zanay yom shem rabba kibi, shen emane slo vikitim kal lachimea, uman no shim shem rachom, in emane slo vikitim, emane slo vikitim, hi shen emane slo vikitim, emane slo vikitim, emane slo vikitim, umimokim shepos mal haon tzirche shirim ufone nechtam, ufone nechtam, afi, tzirche shirim ufone nechtam, ufone nechtam. So it's mentioned in Feresh in the Braise. Here it says, umimokim shepos mal haon tzirche is, shirim ufone nechtam, ufone nechtam, afi tzirche shirim ufone nechtam, ufone nechtam. אומר רבא שבאס ליס נאמה דייק, דקטון נאוי שעצמה מביא הכיתו, ובלובד שתצריך על אימא. So it's a ראי that the Mishne has reference to Chutz Loretz, because if the Mishne has reference to Eretz Yisrael, so in Eretz Yisrael she doesn't have to say it before that before that. Virab Yesef, now, so that's a ראי before it, so it's a kashi against Rav Yesef. Because here the Mishnah says, "Huishatzman uvir gito." So this part of the Mishnah certainly has reference to Chutz Loretz. How could he apply the preceding part of the Mishnah to Eretz Yisrael? Eretz Yisrael. The Rav Yosef so Reish Eliseif beChutz Loretz. Reish means the Mishnah before. Hakok Sherim Rehov Yisaget, and there it's mentioned. There it's mentioned Ligabe Sume. And Sume is only possible as a Shliach Liloche in Chutz Loretz. So this is this Mishneh of Hakol Kshir Lo Misaget, Chutz Misume, so that has reference to Chutz Loretz. And then, so Reishe Viseife, and the last part of this Mishneh, of Rishatzman Vyaz Gito, also has reference to Chutz Loretz, because it says about Chutz Loretz. But Reishim is in Chutz Loretz. But Mitzias, that's the beginning, the initial part of this Mishneh, is called Mitzias. Because it's really, in the Seder of Mishnayos, this is not a separate Mishneh. Here in the Gemara it's a separate Mishneh. But in the Seder of Mishnayos, if you look up, you'll see that Afanoshim Shinemoneis is only a continuation of the previous Mishneh of Akal Kshir Lovis again. So Reisha means the Mishneh of Akal Kshir Lovis again. And Seife means the last part of this Mishneh, of Yishatzman V'yaz Gitton. So the Reisha of the Mishneh of Akal Kshir Lovis again, Chutz Misume, and the Yishatzman V'yaz Gitton have reference to Chutz Loretz. But the Mitziyaseh, that's the initial part of this Mishneh, of Anoshim Shemimoneis, has reference to Eretz Yisrael. Reisha is in the Chutz Loretz, Misuse Baretz. Rabbi said, Reishim is even chutz l'aretz mishus v'aretz. The Gemara says, same. Reishim is even chutz l'aretz mishus v'aretz. Maybe we don't have a bad idea when this is a ksav l'chiyach, we don't have a ksav l'pemer. All right. Now, how did, what was Rav Yosef's story? That the Mishnah has reference to chutz l'aretz, to, I mean, the Mishnah has reference the Mishnah that says that the Noshim HaSeiretz, Zul and Zul, are the monies to be a shliach l'moche, so it has reference. So it has reference to Eretz Yisrael, to Eretz Yisrael. But the question is, and the chutz l'aretz, so they're not nemon, and the price of it says that they are not trusted. So it has reference to chutz l'aretz, but the question is, why should they be choshuv in chutz l'aretz? After all, in chutz l'aretz, the halacha is that even the Baal comes and is ma'aria, so Bezdin ignores his hero. So what kind of a malicious motive could they possibly have? So that's the kasha against Rabbi Yosef. So Tesis says, Rabbi Yosef Soba, the mikomokim yechirim mikalkulo b'chutz l'aretz al deidim b'rayi shol yisholach l'aget. Because, in other words, they have a malicious attempt. They have a malicious motive to destroy this woman. So in other words, so maybe it's false. Maybe it's false. In other words, so maybe they falsify it. I get. But then you ask, but how will they be successful in destroying this woman? Because even if the Baal comes, and the Baal is likely to come, because if the get was forged, naturally he will not remain quiet. But even if the Baal comes, and he'll protest, and he'll say that it's Mizuyev, but Bezdin will ignore his hero. So how could they hope to destroy this woman, to do harm to this woman? They know that the Baal will not be able to be married. So the answer is, according to Rabbi Yosef, because if this get is Mizuyev, so then the Baal will not only content himself by making an hero, but he'll try to produce any who will prove that this get is a misery. So mainly these women who are sonim, who are hostile to this woman, so they might hope that the Baal will be so energetic in proving that this get is a mizuyev, that he'll be successful in producing real aiding. The Rabbi Yosef said, "I'll be kolmokim. Yichayu mikalku b'chutz lores al deidim v'rayim shal nisholach lakim." Now, we shatz from the Yodito. So the Gemara says, "Kashi yishol mechimot yigito liyodo yigal shalo." When we learn the first parak, so then we pointed out that the Rashbov mentions Shittas Rashi here, and that's the Shitta of most Hashemim, and the Rai is from this Gemara, there's the Shitta of Rashi, and there's the Shitta of the Rambam, that when Elisha herself produces a get, so then Bezdin will give her a heter, will not say, even if she cannot be Mikhailei, so, and this is a Shitta also. In other words, Teisa says that lo itaminu mizuyev gabi get, because mishum gine akel rabbanon. The Rambam shite. The Rambam says because in a gereshin gine momenes, because there is no aloch of taninu here. Taninu is only when there is a baldobo. Here there is no baldobo. Anyway, that's the shite of Rashi, that's the shite of Teisa, and that's the shite of the Rambam, that when Elisha produces a get in Bezdin. So then, Bezdin will give her a heter l'inose, even though she cannot authenticate the eidim. She cannot be mikayim d'chasim b'seidim. That's the shite of Rashi. But the shite of the Rashi, of the Raivet, and the shite of the Rashbo is to the contrary. The shite of the Raivet and the shite of the Rashbo is that even when the Isha herself produces a get, so Bezdin will not allow her to get married unless she can be kind of sincere. But the Raya is from this Gemara. So Rashi says, Isha Mechmoti Gitol Yodi Yashalo. So Rashi explains it. Mechmoti Gitol Yodo מוקיש גרוס את זה היה המגר שלו, והיא באה לו מיקרו לגב מפרש עשי, ונצריכו להיבריא לפנינו. אלא ראי באומה, ולא מעולים על פנינך את העבולף שלי, אחי. So it's kind of from this Gemara that when Elisha produces a get, so without anything, she basically will allow her to get married. So, but the Rashba she takes to the contrary. So how does the Rashba explain this Gemara? איש שמכלות תגידו יום יגר שלו. כל זה ברם במצא. שהוא אישו שהגט יצא מתרס יודו אין חי שישי. הוא מרזיק אין איסו במגרשס. ואף עוד פי שנהגט מקויה. ונראה שדיקדיק זה וכאן. שאומרו מכלות תגידו יום יגר שלו. ואין הצריך הולמים על פנלך ופנלכתם. שדיקדו במוקים קיו. וזה תימא. שהראשונים וביקסו ואיסו אישו שאומרו איש אישי סו אישי. הוא קרושה על מנמנס. ומיישיתם שאו איש אישי שאין מנמנס. So that's no kasha. Because over there, the Gemara says, if a woman has a cheskes shishish, and she does not produce a get, and she says, Grushani Yisrael Lemenes, but if an isha produces a get, so then she's certainly Lemenes. I mean, it's no kash. But anyway, the Shita Sarashbo is that even if an isha produces a get, but if the Chesidus Eidim is not this guy, so then Bezdin will not allow her to get married. But the Rambam has the raya from this Gemara. Elo ma she omru mechimot ikilu yod yigar shalo. Lav li meimu lemechol shaket yitzi teras yod yin chayshi shalei. Va afilu bo ikilu. Lepi she shonino, yi she atzma mvi yo gito. Veini mgireshes. Ad she tovi gito vite mefonech mufan lechdam. Ufi chachikshu. Vichay lo yi shop izgareshes elu shidosu lebezdu. Vite mefan lechdu mufan lechdam. Va lo mechimosnu abal nizgareshes. So the kasha of the Gemara is this. Here the Mishnah says, "Who you shatz me v'yez gito, who will watch it tzrich olim v'fon lechtam v'fon lechtam." So it's mashma that she has the same status as a shliach. What's the aloche by a shliach liloche? That until he says v'fon lechtam v'fon lechtam, mit rabbonu she's not migreshes mit rabbonu. She's not migreshes. So in other words, the amira, the hakodeh v'fon lechtam is mi'akil, the gevesh mit rabbonu. So it's mashma from this Mishneh that even when the Isha herself produces the get, so and the Hagodah for the Nechtam is Miyakim the Geirishim. So he says, when the Isha herself gets the get, he produces the get, then the Hagodah for the Nechtam is not Miyakim the Geirishim. It's only Miyakim the Geirishim in Rabbonon in case where it is delivered by Shliach Loch. But in case where it is produced by the Isha herself, then there is no halakha of Hagodah for Nechtam. But in Chaname, in order she should be able to get married, she must produce Eidim who will notarize the Chesidus Eidim and the get. Otherwise not. But suppose she does produce Eidim who notarize, who authenticate the Chesidus Eidim, so then it will be Hufra Mafreya that she was Migoreshes at the time she received the get, not at the time when she said before Nechtam, before Nechtam. And here the Mishnah says, Ho Yisha Atzman V'yaz Gito V'vashet V'lichoyim before Nechtam, before Nechtam, that she has the same status as a Shliach Leloche, and until she makes the Hagodah of before Nechtam, before Nechtam, so it's Me'akim V'geirish. This is not so. That's the Gemara's Kashi. But the Gemara doesn't mean that without Kiyum. The Gemara means with Kiyum, without Kiyum, so then will be Cheshish, maybe it's Mizuye. So Kiyum is required, but once it is Niskayim, then it's determined that the Isha was Mugreshes all the time. Not the way it is in connection with a Shliach that is delivered by a Shliach Leloche, so then the Hagodah will fall back to the Nechtam is the Akir Begeresh. That's the Gemara's Kashi. So you know, on my Avune, Beim Elu, Tiz Gashi Beim Elu, Tiz Gashi Beim Elu, Tiz Gashi Beim Elu, Save Kimati Oso Mi Gashi Bo, so still the requirement of Fonechtam Fonechtam has no application, even if the Baal stipulated that you should not be Begreshes until you arrive to that Bezin. But when she does arrive in that Bezin, So then she's midrashes, so there is no need for the Hagodah for Nechtam for Nechtam. The Hagodah for Nechtam for Nechtam is necessary only when the get is handed over from the Shliach Lelochet to the Ishi. Elomar Abuneh Abuneh Mishmin Rabachet Reid Rabiki. Yomalo, Kimoti Sosom Asnecha Aram. Vishak. In other words, the Baal said to her, now I am giving to you now the get in the capacity of a Shliach. And when you arrive in the Bezdin, in that place, so then you put it on the cart, and then you pick it up from the cart. So then she'll have to say it for Lechtam for Lechtam. So the Gemara says, Kashe, Yoche, Havon, Yipui, Kitech, Modan, Karke. If the Baal didn't give it to her now, in the capacity of the Misgareshes. But he gave it to her now the gate in the capacity of the Shliach Lelochet. And he told her she should take it to this Bezdin. And then put it on the floor. And then she'll have to be Misgareshes. When she picks it up from the floor of the Bezdin in the other place, so it'll be to the Marabikar. We all know it to be Marabikar, to Maklum, El Domol. How is Shliach Lelochet had the Motisoso? If he was his also, how is Shliach Lekabol? Come, is it? So the Baal says to her, you be a Shliach Lelochet until you come to that in that place. And when you arrive in that place, then you become your own Shliach Lekabole. And the Ishi is masculine. Of course, I mean, who has to appoint a Shliach Lekabole? The Ishi. But the Baal suggests that to the Ishi, and the Ishi is masculine. So the male, that means that she will fulfill two roles. Until she arrives in that place, so the woman herself, the Misgareshes, has the role of a Shliach Lelochet. When she'll arrive in that place, so then she'll change the role from a Shliach Lelochet, and then she'll become her own Shliach Lekabol. So, Mimele, in other words, even though she will not have to take the get, let's say from the right hand and put it in her left hand, that she will not have to do. But legally, there will be a nisine from her to her. But that wouldn't require a new physical act. Because until she arrives in that place, she has the status of a Shliach Lelochet. The moment she arrives in that place, so she'll acquire a status of Shliach Kabole, and the get will remain in her hand, so that will be considered as a nisine from the Shliach Lelochet into the Shliach Kabole, without any change of hands. This is what he does. So the Mele she'll have to say before Nechtam, because that will be the consummation of her role in the Shliach Lelochet. When does the Shliach say before Nechtam for Nechtam? When he completes his shliches as the Shliach Lelochet. So when she completes her shliches, her role as the Shliach Lelochet, at the time when she'll arrive in that particular place, so then she'll say before Nechtam for Nechtam. So the Gemara says, Kashi, Vo v'chos lo shliches itzlar ba'o. Now let's see how Rashi explains. V'chimot iso somha ve ad gufi shliach didoch. So it doesn't mean that she'll have to put the get from this end into this end. Because if she doesn't work, Al-Putin it will be considered an essay. According to Havamina Bima. Well, the first Shliach is about Shliach will be Kino Mishtariach, Mizalization, all large and little shake, the lame Arosis, Shliach, who saw the Havaycho, the Sue, the Uyl Arazir, shall Mishtal Kolats, more, I came as a sea. והכן נעשה סי בלמייסה, ובוט להשליחס, כאילו שטל זה... Now this is how Rashi explains, בכל זאת שליחס אמר. Let's see what he says. שליח למקרה על המשתלח מזה לזה, שרואו לרזר לשלחי רימה, הוסיס לשליחוסוך, כאילו שיאס דיוס השליח לאחר, ובקונטרס לפירשקי. I mean, if Tesis didn't say, ובקונטרס לפירשקי, so then everybody would say the thesis says the same thing as Rashi. What is the difference between thesis and Rashi? But since thesis says we come from Pirushkei, So obviously, Tesis doesn't mean what Rashi means. So Tesis means something else. So the question arises, is, what does Rashi mean? And what does Tesis mean? Now, Rashi emphasizes, it's not clear. Rashi emphasizes, Vizui Nehuya Lauzea, Shalom Mishkal Choel Leatzmo, Vahakim Nase Si Bala Maise, Ubote Lashliches, Kedem Shetavis. Kedem Shetavis. So, now, the Or HaShulchan, he doesn't say it in Rashi, but I suppose that he means that that is the Pshat according to Rashi. He mentions that as his own Pshat, but I suppose that this is the Pshat. That probably is what Rashi meant. So the Or HaShulchan says, now suppose Ruben is reading Simen Kuf Memale, Siv Zion. Suppose Ruben is Reitzel Liti Matone Vishime. Ruben wants to give him Matone Vishime. We also has Levi Shliach. And he appointed Levi the Shliach to hand over that Matone, that Chifetz, to Shime. Then, when he arrives in Shime's home, and Romalei, Moses Levi Shliach, Romalei Hilech Hifetz Eli Shimon. And then when he sees Shimon, so Shimon, instead of taking it from him and making a kinyan, so Shimon says to Levi, you be my Shliach, to be Zeichet for me. So then he will not be able to be king. Why? Because one cannot be a Shliach of both Balidvar. That's the aloha of Mechosro Shlichas in Zaba. This is how the Or HaShulchan. He mentions that it's his own Pshat, but it seems that this is the Pshat of Rashi. In other words, so it's not aloha in Get. It's aloha in Kol HaTerekolim. If Ruben, let's say, wants to give Shimon a Maton, of course he could tell Levi, now you make a Kinyan in this Chayfetz, for Shimon, but he didn't do that. He didn't tell Levi, you make a Yubizeicha in that Chifetz for Shimon. He appointed Levi as a Shliach Lelochi. One can appoint someone as a Shliach Lelochi in Matonet too. So he appointed Levi, Ruben appointed Levi as a Shliach Lelochi just to deliver it to Shimon. But he didn't appoint him. He didn't tell him to be Zeche for Shimon. He just appointed him as a Shliach Leloche to deliver this Chayfetz to Shimon. And the Kavone of Ruben was that Shimon should acquire title in it when he himself makes a king in it. So Ruben appointed Levi as a Shliach Leloche to deliver this, let's say, this watch to Shimon. Then he arrives in Shimon's home, and Shimon says to him, I don't want to make a kinyan, I appoint you as my shliach. So then Shimon wouldn't acquire title in the watch. Why? Because a shliach cannot be shliach, he cannot serve the double role of being the shliach of one baldovor and the other. Here we have an Esein, we have a Mikabe. Now, Levi, on one hand, is the shliach of the Esein, on the other hand, he's the shliach of the Mikabe. So one shliach could not represent both balidvar. He could not represent both balidvar because. tell himself, I will make a kinyan in this diamond watch, I'll make a boy in this diamond watch Hashem. That he couldn't do. Because the kinyan has to be done by the other Baldomo, not by one Baldomo for the other Baldomo. So the Mele, in the case where Reuven tells Levi, you be my shliach l'loch to deliver this watch to Shimon, and then Shimon tells Levi, you be my shliach to be zeichah in this watch, so he cannot be kaidah, because he cannot be the shliach of both baladvorim. So Mele, this is the pshat of the chosro shtichas tzadal. And I think that Rashi means that, even though the Hashulchan doesn't say that is pshat in Rashi, because Rashi emphasizes, for the chosro shtichas tzadal, shliach will be kela mishtaliach mizel lezeh, shehol varzeh utol sheitchei, vileim arosi shish kohus rabeh, vizuhin eruim arzeh, shal mishtal chol leatzmo. ורקי נעשה סיבה למעשה, ובוטם השליח הסכם שטר זה. In other words, she becomes the שליח ללוח. She becomes the שליח ללוח of the Baal. So she represents the Baal. Then she starts, she wants to represent herself, the Isha. So in other words, she שלוח השלוד כמעשה. So he is like the Baal. How can the Baal be the shliach of Isha? It's a stira. It has to be handed over. It has to be handed over from the Baal to the Isha. And since she represents, she is the shliach loch of the Baal, so shluch is what the Kamei say. She stands in the shoes of the husband. And then she all of a sudden she starts standing in the shoes of the Isha. So one cannot be a shliach of the Makne and the Kane at the same time. One cannot be a shliach of the Nesin and the Mikabel at the same time. It cannot be. So according to Rashi, it's not a halacha peculiar to get. It's a halacha in Kol HaTeirpot. In other words, one cannot be the shliach of the Nesin and the Mikabel. It cannot be that. If he represents the Nesin, he cannot represent the Mikabel. If he represents the Baal, he or she cannot represent the Isha. So it's not limited to get. But Teisus, apparently, that's Rashi's Pshat. But Teisus' Pshat is, Shliach l'mikvah m'shalich m'zeh l'zeh she'ol l'azah l'sheilche l'im arosish b'chusach k'ilim sh'yoros l'shliach l'achel. No, it's perhaps the Pshat in Teisus is that this is a halacha in get. Because in get there is a halacha of Nisin. So, what does this mean? The Baal has to hand it over to the Isha. So, if the Shliach hands it over to the Isha, so just as good, because Shluch HaShlomi Kamei say, so the Shliach Lohe is like the Baal. But if the same person is a Shliach of the Baal, and then he has to become a Shliach of the Isha, so there is no Mais in the Sine. So, according to Tesis, it's only Shaya Kabiget, where there is a loch of Mais Nisine. But in other Kiyonim, where there is no a loch of Nisine, there is no din of Mechos Oshlichas Yisabah. Mashiach, according to Rashi, Rashi emphasized the fact, Barakim Nase Siba La Maise, who bought Mashlichas Kinem Shitarze. So it's not just a din in Get, it's a din in Shlichas Kolat Erekol, that would the same Shliach could not represent both Balidvah, the Baal and the Isha, the Nesin and the Mikabel, the Meicher and the Mikeach. Alright. So, the Lechozo, Shlich as it's a Baal, so the Gemara says, the Isha itself is the case, the Omalo, have the Shliach, the Omalo, have the Shliach Loche, Ademotisos. You be a Shliach Loche, the Baal said to the Isha, that he designates her as a Shliach Loche until she arrives, in that place. The remote is also the Kabul and Kabul Bitter. For the Hoshi is of how the Oma law, how is the Loch had the Motis also. The remote is also Shabbish the Kabul. So then you will appoint someone else in the Shliach Kabul. And that Shliach Kabul will accept it from you. So it will be a very peculiar situation. The Isha, the Mizgareshes, will serve the role, will fulfill the role of the Shliach Loche, she'll represent the Baal, and then she'll appoint somebody else as her Shliach Kabole, then she, the Isha, the Mizgareshes, will hand over to the Shliach Kabole and she will act on behalf of the Baal, and the Shliach will act on her behalf. So it can be done. So the Gemara says, but the Gemara is another question. He will come to the Shliach and 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 come to the Shliach. So in Perek Ha'imah, there is a machlekes as to whether a Misho can appoint the Shliach and come to be recovered again from the Shliach and come. Everybody is made that the Baal can appoint the Shliach Milochet to hand over the get to the Ish. Everybody is made that the Isho can appoint the Shliach Kabbalah to accept the get from the Baal directly. The Shaykh is, can an Isho appoint the Shliach to accept the get from the Shliach Milochet of the Baal? So one Mandoma says yes, why not? After all, the Baal has the authority to appoint the Shliach Milochet. And the Isho has the authority to appoint the Shliach Kabbalah. Why should the Isho have the authority to appoint the Shliach Kabbalah? That this Shliach Kabbalah should accept it from the Shliach Loch of the Baal. I mean, but one Mandola says no. An Isho can appoint the Shliach Kabbalah to accept the get from the Baal himself. But an Isho cannot appoint the Shliach Kabbalah to accept the get from the Shliach Loch. One Mandola says. But then, there are two rishonos as to why a Nisho cannot appoint the Shliach Kabbalah to accept the get from the Shliach Kabbalah. One time is, one notion is, we should pay the Baal. We should pay the Baal. Because if the Isho appoints the Shliach Kabbalah to accept the get, then the Baal might feel insulted, might feel offended. In other words, the Isho shows him no respect, and she does not want herself to be the kavodet. Vorei, she appoints the shliach to be the kavodet. She does not want to see him to see him. So then the question arises: so, and Isha shouldn't be allowed, shouldn't be able to appoint the shliach kavodet to accept the get from the Baal either, because of created Baal. The answer is, if the Isha appoints the Shliach Kabbalah to accept the get from the Baal himself, then we cannot say there is clearly the Baal. Because if the Baal is makpid, let him not give it to the Shliach Kabbalah. Who forces the Baal to hand over the get to the Shliach Kabbalah? The fact that he hands over the get to Shliach Kabbalah's hands indicates that he is not makpid. So that's why the Isha can appoint the Shliach Kabbalah to accept the get from the Baal's hands. Because if the Baal would be makpid, he wouldn't give it to, he wouldn't hand it over to the Shliach Kabbalah's hand. Mashiach can be the case where the Isho appoints a Shliach to accept the get from the Shliach Miloch's hands. So it might be that the Baal himself is makpid, but he doesn't know. So Mele, the get is no get. But if the whole list as to why an Isho cannot appoint the Shliach with a bullet to accept the get from the Shliach with Loches hand is because the Baal, so that is only Shayach if the Baal doesn't know about it. But if the Baal knows about it, and the Baal says, I don't mind if the Isho will appoint the Shliach Kabbalah to accept the get from my Shliach Milochet, then she should be precious. If it's based upon clearly. But then another Mandola says that the reason is to why an Isho cannot appoint the Shliach Kabbalah to accept the get from the hands of the Shliach Milochet is a Rabbah, not the Reis. Not because of clearly, is the Reis, but because of the special Rabbah. Because of Exeven, Mishum Hatzero, Habo, Lachamika. Mishum Hatzero, Habo, Lachamika. In other words, suppose the Baal would put the get that he executed in the Baal is working. And then the Baal would put the get in the Chotzer of Shimon. Suppose the Baal would put the get in his own chotzer, and he would sell the chotzer to Shimon, and then the Ishe would buy the chotzer from Shimon. So then she wouldn't be righteous. because then we couldn't say Tito Machatzi of Onikia. Because then, in this case, she's getting it from Shimon. From Shimon. But if we are to allow an issue to appoint the Shnei Kabbalah, who is to accept it from the hands of the Shnei Kabbalah, so people say, just as it is all right for an issue to appoint the Shnei Kabbalah, to accept the get from the Shliach Liloche, so the Mele, in the case where the Baal puts the get in his own chotzer, and then he sells it to Achim, and then the Achim say, I'll makne the chotzer to the Isho, so it should also be good, because it's analogous to the case of the Baal appointing the Shliach Liloche. So here the Baal put the get in his chotzer, and then the Isho appoints Shnei HaKabbalah to accept it. So when the Isho is came in the Chotzer from the Achirim, so it's like the Isho appointing Shnei HaKabbalah to accept it from the Shnei HaKabbalah. So because of that Zeche, an Isho cannot be Mikabel a get, cannot appoint Shnei HaKabbalah to be Mikabel a get from the hand of Shnei HaKabbalah. Why? So the Gemara says, in Yichu Vadamani Shnei HaKabbalah, Tito Yashlia Bayo, El Madoma, and Isha Yashlia Katich, Tito Yashlia Bayo, and Ito Nima, so the Gemara says, Tan of my Mishnik, and so the Baal, Boche Baal, Leiko. Now let's see the Rashi. Hini Chamando, and Fam, Chil Kamis Kabo, Tan of Mashai, and so on. Tan of my Kabutin, Tan of my Abu Yashlia Bayo, and Tito Yashlia Bayo, which is the Baal, this is all the Bazes. Shein yatzol kavlosi, hil kavlo yichalei shein shluchei meisav yishlucho. Vi mosal lo yahav gito, vilav loche shodru lahai. So when the Baal appoints a shliach liloche, so we say that the Baal does not, wants that the Isha herself should be covered again. But when the Isha is not covered again from the shliach liloche, and she is mikabel, she appoints Shnei HaKabbalah, so maybe the Baal is makbid. He doesn't want to be mikabel that way. The love of the Shatrin Lai. The Mishlein of Yad HaBaal Atzmei, Kim Diu Bufim Osam Shliach Ishtei, Hoka Chazinu Likopi. So then you ask, every time, and Isha appoints Shnei HaKabbalah, and the Baal hands it over, not into the Isha's hands, but in Shnei HaKabbalah's hands, maybe there's clearly a Baal. We cannot say there's clearly a Baal, because if the Baal is makbid, let him not hand it over to the let him not hand it over into the hands of the Shliach Kabbalah. But in this case, when the Shliach Kabbalah accepts it not from the Baal directly, but from the Shliach Liloche, maybe the Baal is makbid. I will call Kamu Lechazino, I'm going to copy. But Hochet Baal loy copy, Shaikin Tzilo. Oh, so the Gemara says, Time Ema, he lichel mandoma mishkidroi Baal. El mandoma mishkidroi Baal, lacham ikan, mayu kodina. So Rashi explains, Chachi Aboy Bach Mikan, Dami Madoy, Shech Shizor Aget Lechot Chabere, Vahakach Konso Yi Achotze, Haruweis is Achotze Shliach Weilich, Vihi Kishikonosi Yoso Shliach Kabole, Yoso Lachshura Mayi Taimi, Vishmi Kibiru, Lechot Lav Mishim Shliach Zizchad, El Mishim Yodo, Vahi Shai Kinsin Elav Yodo. So Mayi Kodina. So Memele, you cannot apply the Mishnah to such a case, such a situation. So the Gemara said, Yom Alod, the Mishnah is what is the case. יום הבא בשליח מלוח, אני מות איסוסום. וכימות איסוסום, שם בשליח מלוח. וכאב נזגית על מיני, ומי שני אסרף לסדה קייס, where he said to her, you be שליח מלוח until you arrive in that place. And when you arrive in that place, you appoint someone in שליח מלוח. And then that שליח מלוח will hand it over to you. And then to you. And then you will be מקבל from him. ופה יסיים את, שני אסרף לסדה קייס, יום לא אבא שלי אבו אחד ומות איסוסו. חימות איסוסו מן הקם בדיני, בפני נחת ובפני נחת. ומשהו בדיני שליח, ולאי סבין אלאי. שעד השליח הכי לא חיש ולחוס אחרי זה ארץ צבר, ולחזמן קם בדיני כך מן אלאי. ושליח שעושה שליח אמרו כל הגד שהשליח הוגית שם איזה זה שאין בבז. ולפניהם, בפני נחת ובפני נחת. Now, so we see that there is a loche that it's a machlekes in the morning. But we pass like that. That Eino Yisho is a Shliach Kabbalah, and Gabu Get, and Yad Shliach, and Loche of the Baal. But there are two mandomas. One mandoma says it's because of the Baal. Another mandoma says it's because of the special Zeder of Chatzin, Abu Al-Acham. Now let's see the cases. חציר אבו לחם, פיר בקום פשע מסנגן בחוץ חביר, ואין נראה בחוץ חביר נדום משמח לוח, אלו יוהי שלא סנה בעל בחוץ של עצמא, ומוכר לאחר, ויוהי שכונוס עם איזה אחר. ויתן בעלו מלאומים כתוב של חציר אבו לחם וכאן, אבל הוא נאמר משום שתפס עצמו, שהבעל עושה שליח לוח, ואין שתעשה איזה שליח עצמא, שליח לקבולה, וחי גם ללמנה, משום יחוץ השליח את הבעל, אין נביא, משום יש סתם של חוץ השליח את הבעל, אין בו לא כל כך, די כנמסת כלו, ניקם מפרקס כאן, וצורכי, דעמי הוא נשאר להוכל, כי נשאר נהיו שליח מלכון, והוא נשאר נהיו שליח, נראה כלו מיקזר משום חציר אבו לחם. So the halacha is that any show is always a shlich al kabbalah the kabbalah get via shlich halacha shel baal. So one time is because of kriyat baal, but kriyat baal is not shaliach if the baal himself says that he's not one. But then there is another time. Mishum zera habor, mishum zera, mishum chatzir abolach. Now, but that zera is only shaliach if the baal first designates the shliach lilochem, and then after the baal appointed the shliach lilochem, the isha appoints her shliach lilochem. So then the one could mistakenly draw an analogy between this and chatzir abolach. But suppose the isha appoints a shliach lilochem first. The isha appoints a shliach lilochem first, and then the baal, he after hearing that the Isha appointed someone, the Shliach Lekabole, to be Mekabel again, he appoints a Shliach Leloche to hand over this get into the hands of the Shliach Lekabole. Then no one could draw an analogy between this and Chatzir Abo Lachamka, because in the case of Chatzir Abo Lachamka, then if there it's no good, so the Baal first puts the get into his chotzer. First he puts the get into his chotzer, and then he's makne to achirim, and then the achirim are makne the chotzer to the yishu. So first, the baal puts the get in the chotzer. Mashiachin in this case, where the yishu first appoints the shliach lekabole, and then the baal appoints the shliach loche, so no one could even mistakenly, with the achtoyes, draw an analogy between chatzir abo lachem kana and this. One could mistakenly draw an analogy between Chatzir Abo Lachem Kan and the case where a person, where the Baal appointed the Shliach Lachem first, and then the Isha appointed the Shliach Lachem. But if the Isha appointed the Shliach Lachem first, and then the Baal appointed the Shliach Lachem, so then no one could even mistakenly draw an analogy between that and Chatzir Abo Lachem Kan. So in other words, so that means that it's possible, I'll put it, for an isha to be mikabel, to appoint the shliach mikabole, to be mikabel again, as long as the isha appoints the shliach mikabole first, and then the baal appoints the shliach liloche to hand it over into the hands of the shliach mikabole. So then it's all. צורכים, דמי הוא משן אוכל, ושב יהיו שליח מלכוה, ועוד השב יהיו שליח, דורק לו נימה, דורק לו מיקזם שחציר אבו לך מכאן, כי בגלל מה בפיר תזכבו, פיר תזכבו. So then, he says, וחימות יסו סום, שוב יש שליח ללוכה, ויתן מה השליח שלו מפרגר שלו, ולמות זה, מש ושליח, כי לא נפיר כל הגב, גם בהרות של הגדול יפיסה, ואומר יד לה בבר מיומה, Also, we ask him, so he couldn't find the other man you made in that city. Yosef, I've been talking about where I'm going to say, I'm not come on. So, that he should appoint someone other than the other man you made as a shliach. Oh, my Lord, I've sat for the other man you made, for shliach, so he could not appoint the shliach. So the question is, how could she, who is the shliach, Lilochem of the Baal, how could she appoint the Shliach Lilochem? After all, she is not with the Gershon, she was not authorized by the Baal to carry out the Gershon. She was only authorized by the Baal to be a Shliach Lilochem until she arrives in the place. So this gives a very simple text. The Yeshleima, you also call the Shabbat, the future of the Gershon, in the Lazis, of the Mishamu Baal, the Lithuania of the Yumen, Abu Hoche, Hariat bald sieht man, was ich nicht noch habe. So over there, the Baal said to the Shliach, you give it to Abu Bam Yumen. So the Baal was the man of Abu Bam Yumen. Now it happened that Abu Bam Yumen wasn't available. So somebody else had to be appointed as a Shliach. So there is a Loche that Shliach is a Shliach, even though he wasn't directed by the Baal to appoint someone else in Shliach. Still, the Shliach has the authority to appoint someone else in Shliach. But only Shliach himself is authorized to carry out the Gershon. So he stands in the shoes of the Baal to appoint someone else in Shliach, even though the Baal didn't tell him, you appoint somebody else in Shliach. But if this Shliach himself was authorized by the Baal to carry out the Gershon, then he can appoint someone as a Shliach. Masha'imke, in that case, so that Shliach was told, that Shliach was told to give it to Abu Bam Yumen, and he himself was not authorized to carry out the Gershon, so maybe he cannot appoint, he's a Shliach, shall he meet the Gershon? A Shliach who himself is not authorized to carry out the Gershon on behalf of the Baal cannot himself appoint a Shliach to carry out the Gershon. Masha'imken, in this case, the Baal told the Isha, you be Shliach Meloche until you arrive in that particular place, and then you appoint someone. So even though the Isha herself was not authorized to carry out the Gershon on the Baal's behalf, but since he told her explicitly to appoint someone in the Shliach Meloche, so she certainly can do that. The Gemara gives here two ikkites. It's actually the same thing. The first ikkite is the definition as well as the case where the Baal told the Mishnah to act in the capacity of Shliach Meloche until she arrives in the place. And that way, she herself should be designated the Shliach Meloche to hand it over to her. And the second Kinte, so the Baal told the Isha to act in the capacity of the Shliach Meloche until she arrives in that place. And in that way, so Bezdin should appoint the Shliach. So in other words, the difference between the first Kinte and the second Kinte is that whereas in the first Kinte, she herself is the one who appoints the Shliach Meloche to hand over the get to her. So in the second case, Bezdin is the one who appoints. So what's the difference? So just payment, Mali him, Mali Bezdin. But my coma be voicing. Shemo loshin ze holok loshavish. The Mishne came in the other before the Akla. Elo bisho she the Kavlema. Aval ga. Elo bisho she the Kavlema. Aval ga lefir kol aget. Ubechol duch demash ma shetzol ofrim ha bisho she aget. Yeti el ashliach. Shemo hoche she yuchim ulim ha mishadir shalikim. That's the difference. In the first Akinte, so where she herself appoints the Shliach in Kabbalah, where she herself appoints the Shliach in Kabbalah, so I'm sorry, where she herself is told by the Baal to appoint the Shliach Aloha, to hand it over to her, so then when does she say when she accepts the gift from the Shliach Meloche that she appoints? So he says, Masha'imken, the second Kinte, where she acts in the capacity of Shliach Meloche until she arrives into the Bezdin. And then, when she arrives to the Bezdin, so she sends it from Yachtam, by then, and then Bezdin appoints the Shliach Meloche, and Bezdin gives the get to the Shliach Meloche, and then that Shliach Meloche hands over the get to her, and so at the time when the get is handed over to her by the Shliach Meloche that is appointed by Bezdin, so the Befoneh Nechtam is not recited. When is the Befoneh Nechtam recited by her? At the time she surrenders the get to Bezdin. So that's the difference between the two things. So he says, the Shem Losh and Zeh Holok Losh and Ishin, the Mishne Kamer will bear in front of the Echta and Mishosh and Kamlenu. Abo Gav the Tzerik Laget, and the Chol Tuch the Masha Tzor Chol, and Mishosh 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 and and bring the Shliach to Rochel. So she sends him for an Echtam, for an Echtam. Immediately, as she arrives in Bezdin, and she surrenders to get to Bezdin. So then she sends him for an Echtam. As she surrenders to get to Bezdin, so she sends him for an Echtam, for an Echtam. So Bezdin picks up the air, and Bezdin appoints someone in the Shliach to Rochel. And then the Shliach to Rochel hands over the get to the Isho, and she becomes precious. At the time when the Shliach Rochel is over to get to the Isho, so the before the Mechtam, from Mechtam is not said. All right.